Welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friend, Apostle Chuck Pierce. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue. Welcome, everyone, to Gray Street. Good to see you all.
Yes.
And we have as our very, very special guest, yes, Chuck Pierce is in the house. He's the president of Glory of Zion International Ministries, and he's also the president of Global Spears Incorporated in Corinth, Texas. Chuck's son, Daniel, and his wife, Amber, have a new show coming on the Voice of the Prophets Network, BTL Network.
We love Daniel and Amber.
And it starts on August 24th, is that right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
The program will be on Wednesdays at 11 a.m., so make sure you tune and watch Daniel and Amber Pierce.
Yes, Faith Rising is the name of the program.
Have you seen it, Mondo?
Oh, have I seen it. I had a great time watching Chad talk, and we were just talking about him right now, but he was giving great advice about marriage and relationships. I want to tell you something.
That's
if there
good.
Was ever a time to be real, be anointed, and just speak about where we live in everyday life, Faith Rising not only talks about what we're going through, but you're going to leave knowing that the faith in God that is in you can rise to the occasion that you're facing. And I got to tell you, Apostle, your son, Daniel, and your daughter-in-law, Amber, are doing a fantastic job.
Awesome.
Welcome to the PTL Network.
Yes.
It is exciting to have them on the network. And I got to say, that's a pretty good show.
Well, and not only that, they're easy to look at. they're just, you're going to enjoy that show because they're bringing on the voice of another generation.
Yes.
And they're bringing it on the way that each one of them see what we're living through.
Yes.
We're living through so much right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, my book that I'm finishing right now with Charisma is called Perspective, How to See Your Future. And I think we have to understand, you have to look through the eyes of three different generations to see a clear perspective. And Daniel and Amber have such incredible history. They have business history, and then they've been in Israel for 10 years. And they've lived through so much. Yeah. And on top of that, they're real. And you're going to get a great understanding of things, but you're going to feel the reality of faith rising in you. Don't miss Faith Rising.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. I can't wait to start seeing it. Oh, it's exciting.
Chuck, you talked about the double portion. I like that. Last show. Can you talk some more about double portion?
Let's talk about that because we're talking about the signet ring. We're talking about authority. We're talking about favor. We're talking about access. I believe we are at a time in history that if we don't shift as a nation, we lose our next portion. See, I like Elisha in the Word of God because he had to follow, Jim. He had to follow. You know, I look at Mondo, I look at Maricela, I look at Tammy, and they follow you. And the issue with Elisha, he had to follow Elijah to receive Elijah's mantle. Mantle is another way of looking at the signet ring. Now, with that, because it's a representation of authority. Now, the thing was, Elijah said, what can I give you? And he said, I want a double portion of what you've got.
Mm. Right.
And Elijah said, Elisha, that's a hard question. That's a hard request. Yeah. Why it was hard, he said, the only way you're going to be able to get this double portion is to follow to the end of a thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to follow me all the way to the end. And then if you're there, you can receive it. Yeah. That's what I'm fearful that a new generation doesn't understand.
I agree with
they
that.
They don't know how to follow they to don't. The end. Mm-mm. We are, and here's Rare. What's so important prophetically for us out there. We're at the end of a season, but we're at the beginning of a season. Mm-hmm. See, we're at the end of an era, but we're in a new era, historical era. So if we don't have a generation that knows how to follow to the end, they're not going to be there when my mantle falls on for
right.
them, or your mantle falls for
right.
them, or your mantle falls for them, especially your mantle.
Yeah.
They're going to have to follow you through all you went through. And remember, Elijah tried to turn him away. He tried to turn him away from the prophets because the prophets didn't like him, like some of the things Elijah was doing. And Elisha just kept going. No matter what, he followed him to the end. He was standing there at the end. And when Elijah went up, now think about this. 7 years prior, Elijah had thrown his mantle on Elisha. And a lot of people think, well, that's when he got the mantle. He didn't get the mantle then. He had to follow through all of those 7 years. And when he was standing there at the end, the mantle dropped from heaven and he was able to pick it up and put it on. Let me say to you, we're at a crisis in this nation for a new generation to put a mantle on that yes. will give them the double portion authority yes. for the future.
Yes. Wow. That's a word.
Now, think about your mantle. Think about your mantle. It's been around. It's been through things. It's gone through everywhere, but you're still wearing it.
Yes. Right.
And whoever's going to follow it to the end is going to get a double portion of it. And you can see that double portion from heaven right now, how it's going to be worn in the future.
Mm.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's powerful.
You challenged my brain.
I love it.
I love
good.
It.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out who would take my mantle.
Well,
I don't
honey,
know.
We're going to see just, who stays till the end.
They're here at the end. They'll all get it.
Who's willing to take it?
Listen, this is so
funny.
I
don't think any of my kids want it. It's a heavy mantle.
We were talking about this with Mom on Friday. We were texting back and forth. Mm-hmm. And this is a great moment in time for God, your calling, mm-hmm. and understanding that ending well, helping the last generation end well mm-hmm. is as important as a new generation starting their portion. Mm-hmm. Because very few, it makes me think of the scripture. Help me interpret this, Apostle, because I'm learning as I'm going 26 years in the ministry. I understand that many are called.
Few are chosen.
You are chosen.
That's right.
That's scary, because I'm watching that many are called, but very few are chosen to take up on the mantle, because you told me years ago you want to be successful. It's spelled out work. And not a lot of young generations want to work with what you guys have to work with because it looks easy on the other side. Yet, when I began to see the behind the scenes, the attacks from the enemy, the attacks from the media, the attacks from the critics, the attacks from those that think they know better, yet the two of you, the three of you, have stood the test of time. And I said, God, give us that understanding how to withstand the storms. Yet the three of you, your faith rises.
Amen.
Faith rises. Is that there?
That's
a great
the show.
Name for a show.
That's the show.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Well, I'll say it this way. You know, Jesus warned us of two things: beware of the Herodians, beware of the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the two hardest things to endure is political and religious tension.
Yeah.
And if I am praying for a new generation to rise up with a voice.
Yes.
See, it's the voice.
It is.
I'm not concerned about the technical skills. I can judge that very easily. I'm not concerned about the presentation, but I am concerned about the voice. Who is going to have a voice that is uncompromisingly going to just keep saying what God tells him to say or her to say? And that's what we're looking for in days ahead. Chad asked me a question this morning because he's traveled with me for 15 years. He said, how do you trust somebody? And I said, I listen to their voice, the things they say, how they speak up, how they are filled with love but very confronted. I can always hear somebody that is not afraid to say. And that's how you trust somebody, is will they say what needs to be said? Will they find the grace and love to say it? See, it's not just truth. The letter kills, but you've got to find grace and love. That is the beauty of this show that you have here. You know grace. You know the love of God. And yet, you got truth that's still coming forth after all these years. And keep it coming until you have your last message. Yesterday's show, we talked about understanding divine favor. And double portion kind of goes together with that. And I'm coming to you as the psychiatrist, and I'm the patient.
Okay.
Because I need counseling. In my years, in my beginning years, I helped start Christian Television, and I did a lot of things, built PTL, and had everything I touched turned to blessing. And it was hard, but because it's always hard, but it all happened. You know, they call it the Midas touch, but I don't use that because I was somehow blessed of God to do, and I built a place and all the buildings and people lined up by the millions to come. It was there. There's the main hotel there. That whole place was worth, with what I did, it was about $1 billion. And it was gone in a few weeks. It was taken from me by friends that talked me into putting it in their hands. And I let them talk me into it. And I knew the next day I had made a big mistake. But now, is the longer I live, the more tough it gets.
Yeah.
So do we still get double portions?
Yeah.
Can we still get favor?
Let's look at it biblically.
Because I would like to have some double portion again, because I need it, because the enemy took several millions of dollars from us, and I'm still trying to rebuild
it. Let's look at this biblically, because another way of looking at a signet identifies you. It's the authority you have. It's the authority you wear. And take Joseph's coat. Well, the brothers knew what Joseph's coat meant. It meant that when Jacob gave Joseph that coat, it meant Joseph was going to get a double portion. It meant he had been favored. So the brothers said, we got to get rid of that coat. So there comes time where even though you're favored and you're wearing your future and your next portion, there's enemies that we have that want to pull that off it.
Sure.
Well, now, let's follow this for a moment. They pull the coat off Joseph. threw him in a pit. They would have killed him, but Reuben intervened, Judah intervenes, and they sell him instead. And I'm listening to you right now. And all of a sudden, he's down in Egypt, and immediately they could pull the coat off of him, but they couldn't pull the favor off of him. Mm-hmm. Mm. See, because he gets down to Egypt,
yeah,
he's still got favor.
Yeah.
He's in Potiphar's house and yeah, still got favor. Mm-hmm. I have seen people pull your coat off many times, yeah, but you still have favor.
Amen. Right.
That's what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's in Potiphar's house, and he gets all these accusations against him. Well, notice what the Word of God says right there. And she is accusing him and grabs his garment. Well, he runs out of the room naked. With her accusing him of something he didn't do, he loses his garment again. All the guy can do is just keep moving. He ends up in prison, mm-hmm, and there he is in prison. But what happens in prison? He still gets favor.
Mm-hmm.
He gets favor in prison. Mm-hmm. And when he comes out of prison, he's remembered by the Lord. You know why he was remembered in prison? His gift kept working. Mm-hmm. See, what's going to get you a new portion is no matter what you're in, your gift keeps working.
Oh, my God.
And his gift kept working. He interpreted dreams. He prophesied. He had favor in prison. So all of a sudden, the dreams he prophesied and the gift that he operated in prison, the king hears about this guy in prison. And you know what the Word of God says right there in Genesis? It said, so they brought Joseph out of prison with that gift and changed his garment.
Mm-hmm.
There he has a new garment on again. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The king likes him so much that he sets him as the second ruler of all of Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me tell you something.
Oh,
you can have that garment pulled off of you many times, mm-hmm, but you can never have the favor pulled off of you that God put on you.
That's it.
And you're going to be operating in that favor all the way to your last breath.
That's it.
Praise God.
Ooh, yeah.
That's
Amen.
Good, Apostle.
That's so good.
Thank you. Forgive me for taking time, but I'm old and I need help. And you know,
but,
you get old, you need to hear preachers once in a while preach
you
at you. You know,
do.
I can't
all,
do
yeah.
all the preaching.
Yeah.
But in prison, you said I had favor, and I had favor in prison.
Of course you did.
I was in prison 5 years, and I hate prison, so don't think I love it, but I hated it. But I was so busy. I was teaching classes, and I was studying the Revelation. That's where I learned the book of Revelation. Yeah. I just studied it word for word. But then the lady who was head of the psychiatry department of the prison, mm-hmm, she loved me. I mean, she was just a defender of me, and she was a great German woman. And she let me teach. And the thing they feared the most, and she told me, and they told me that the warden was so afraid that they'd have me preach, and they couldn't, didn't know what to do if I preach in prison, because it's against the law for me to do that. And so this great woman, she would leave to go on a trip or something, and she would give me a teaching job, and the warden would put me back in toilets.
To clean. Wow.
My job. It was always cleaning toilets, but it kept me humble, you know, and I did a good job anyway. And
and that's why you wear favor.
Yeah. I did. The doctor told me, my doctor, who was a cellmate, he said, I clean, Jim Baker cleans toilets so good that you could eat a Caesar salad out of them. Didn't that make you sick?
I love it.
But I mean, he noticed that, and the prisoners in prison always say, Jim, why are you working so hard? Working for the man. And I wouldn't do too much to show off or anything like that. That wasn't what I was doing. I would just, you know, and occasionally I'd let somebody know the man I'm working for was God. But you can work for God.
That's right.
And they can't take anything away from you. And you'd say, didn't that humiliate you to clean toilets? No, I did a good job. I cleaned them good. I was not ashamed of the work I did.
Now, that's where favor comes from. Mm. See, favor and grace are similar, but they're not the same. Grace, you just receive freely.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to get it.
Right.
Favor comes because you express your faith. Mm-hmm. Once you express and demonstrate faith action, I think a lot of people who aren't even saved get favor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They get favor all the time.
Yeah.
Because they express a faith dimension that has never been seen before, and God just favors them and says, I can use that one.
Yeah.
And really, it's the same principle of the signet ring.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, signet ring is about identity. Who are you? Because the signet ring represented who you were and who you were connected with. Well, the same thing was the mantle, who you were and who you were connected with. The same thing is when Moses passes that mantle on to Joseph. Now, the thing is, Joseph doesn't get back the same mantle Jacob gave him in the beginning. But what happens is everything that he lost is brought back to him. His family, his father, riches, everything is brought back to him. And then here was Joseph's reward. He said, I have one thing. A couple of things. He said, first of all, don't tell everybody exactly who you are. Don't expose your occupation when you get down here in Egypt. You're going to be in Goshen. Everything prospered in Goshen.
Right.
And he said, because you'll get messed up with the Egyptians. So he gets all of that back, and he sees all of that prospering still in his life, the influence that he was part of. But what his reward was, he said, when the promise comes and you leave Egypt, I want my bones taken with you. And see, here's the thing about bones, people. They're filled with marrow. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, going down into your bone marrow. Mm-hmm. Your bone marrow is filled with revelation. Mm-hmm. Therefore, when those bones were carried back into the promised land and buried, all of a sudden that revelation begins to rise again for God's covenant blessings. You haven't lost one blessing that won't come back a hundredfold.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Praise God.
I wanted to, you just got me going here because you're really blessing me today. And it's your show and not mine today.
But I'm loving it. I just love being with y'all. I feel like I'm with family when I'm here.
Us too, but we feel the same.
You know, this Dr. Westrick, who was in the prison, and she asked me to teach a class. The prison system was going to go all non-smoking throughout the whole prison system, federal prison system. And so they needed to help the inmates because most of them smoke. So she, against the warden's will, gave me the job of teaching. And God forbid they didn't want me to teach. In fact, the only thing we could teach is that it had to be from some text, from something. So this is amazing because I was able to find, and I had the doctor and I, the one I told you about, he was my cellmate. So I had a doctor who he and I taught on how to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. Wow. And it was insane. Yeah. I mean, you just got to understand the world inside that prison. Yeah. I was a nobody. I was, you know, despised almost as far as not being honored in any way. And so I would, we would teach this class, and it was a packed class, and the inmates came. We had, and I don't do this bragging, I'm just saying what the Lord did, because we had the highest success rate for not smoking, for people to stop cessation. We call it smoking cessation program. And so the people from Mayo Clinic, which she happened to be on the board of Mayo Clinic, which was there in Minnesota where I was, and the doctors from Mayo Clinic would come and sit in on our classes.
Wow.
They said, you have a better success rate than the Mayo Clinic does. Mm. And they wanted to know how we did it. And of course, the secret was we put God in, but I had to, I got every lesson I could get. I got lessons from Mormons and from everybody on earth where there was scripture. So I could quote, and I said, well, this group says this and this. And so, and I'm just quoting all scripture. You'd be shocked how many of the greatest smoking classes were built on the Bible.
Yeah.
And so, and then this doctor who I think I led to the Lord, I hope so, I hope he's still saved, but he was a rascal anyway, but he was a good guy. But so I was able to teach when they said my mouth was sealed. I was not allowed. That was the thing they were worried the most about. But then to be able to have so many completely delivered from smoking.
Amen. See, the war is always over the voice, because when you speak God made us and put his voice, he knit it within you.
Yes.
Every one of you out there. He knit that voice within you. Mm-hmm. So the word name, he knit his name all in you. Yeah. See, name is shaman. It's where shaman comes from. It's linked with atmosphere. So when you speak that word, and you speak that name, all of a sudden it's going out into the atmosphere, and it starts changing the whole atmosphere.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, the actual molecular structure of the atmosphere begins to change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I see with you sitting here, Jim, is this. I see the pit. I see the prison. And I see the palace.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to have to use all of what you've learned and impart it to a new generation. Your issues that you have gone through in every area of your life, just like Joseph, is so important for another generation to get so they can wear it with a double portion authority in days ahead.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
Now that is so key for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow. Amen.
So many of this generation do not want to learn. They do not want to learn the hard way, especially.
No. And they don't want to serve. And you talk about serving in this book. And you talk about serving increases our impact.
See, that's so important, Lori, because with that, you've got, to get real authority, you're going to have to be prepared. Esther had to go through a year of just being in a harem.
Right.
And looking good.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I always tell people, some of you just need to have a year off. And let somebody work with you, you know. And she goes through that, so she's going through this preparation phase.
Yeah, right.
She's looking good.
Wow.
And she's changing her identity. That's part of your identity.
Right.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look good. Y'all look good here. And that's part of your identity.
Yeah.
And then then you've got to go through that other phase of learning how to serve. She had to submit herself
to
Mordecai
did.
At the risk of losing her life.
That's right.
And I think if there's one thing I really am looking for the overcomers in the next generation, mm-hmm. who's going to submit themselves?
Yeah. Right. Who's going to serve?
Who's going to serve? Who's going to submit themselves?
You know, whether you're some people have temperaments that's easier to serve than others. I talk to Mondo about this all the time because I watch Mondo. We are very close. He's at the house. He comes. He helps Jim. He gets him dressed. He drives him here. And I know Mondo's temperament. And I know that he's not just naturally a servant it just doesn't come as easy for him. And, for me, it's a little easier to serve. I enjoy doing that. Brings, me joy. But you talk about this, serving is the test of true authority and power.
It really is.
You say serving is reflection of the heart and an indicator of true character.
Now think what Jim just said.
Yeah.
He served that prison by cleaning those commodes.
That's right.
Listen, that was the true test of your authority.
It really
was. And look where you are again today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Exactly.
That's how God works.
That's how he works.
Wow. You said here, and here's what, and this is why this next generation that you keep talking about, serving is the best way to become mature. Serving is the best way of training others.
Yes.
Serving is a sign of love. Serving is a sign of true humility. Serving shows our true values.
Wow.
Just that list.
You know
right
what's
there.
So funny about that? On the third hour with Pastor Troy, he wanted to do a different type of service of Q&A, and he asked me a question, and immediately he asked me, how did you get to the place where you are now?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take a few moments other than saying serving.
Yeah.
I learned to serve. I walked away from the call of God in my life, traveling all over the world, speaking and getting recognized and people inviting you. And yet God said, go home and get to know me and serve me mm-hmm. under Jim and Lori's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready, I will let you know.
It's true. And you took the trash out every day.
Every day, mowing the lawn, doing things that's out of my nature. And God wanted to crush my ego to the point where it's taken 20-some years to crush that ego. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you something. The greatest moments and the hardest moments is to serve when it's not your nature to serve, right? It's that breaking of the ego, the pride, everything that you don't want to talk about, everything you don't want to know about yourself. God is still reflecting that over me and say, hey, kid, you got a lot to work on yet. But God, has been 26 years. Well, it can be 40 if you want.
Or 400.
Or 400 years.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, but that's a good chapter.
That is a good chapter. And, we're going to talk about Ruth and just some of these things about Ruth. You wrote in here another great example of relinquishing control to God is Ruth. And you go on to say, this is one of the most significant stories in the Bible because without the absolute obedience and dying to self of Ruth and Naomi, the bloodline of Yeshua could not have been established.
God used her to redeem us.
Yeah. Think about it.
She had not submitted late. That story is so amazing.
Because
here she comes, serves Naomi. She's not born into covenant.
Right.
Now, this is a good example of covenant.
This is good.
She's not born into covenant. Mm-hmm. She has to choose and serve covenant.
Yes. Yes.
She has to choose Naomi. Wherever you go, I'll go. Whatever you do, I'll do. Wherever you live, I'll live. Well, she makes covenant with Naomi. Naomi sends her out to glean, gets her in the pasture of the richest guy out there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, now that's important. She's gleaning on the corners of his fields. And here's where favor comes. Some of you are working hard and not having access, but notice what happens. You keep favor on you. When Boaz went out in the field, you can't hide favor.
He
saw favor on Ruth, and he said, whoa, boy, wait a minute. I need to see that girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was amazing what happened. But here's the real changing point. See, it's Naomi's covenant blessing that has to shift back into place. Mm-hmm. Naomi knows this law of redemption that's working, and she knows she has right to come back mm-hmm. if she can find somebody to give her back what she lost.
Mm. Wow.
And Ruth is with her, and Naomi finally gets to a point because Ruth is still out there serving in this widow's garment.
Yes.
Listen to me. There comes a time you take off that old garment.
Yes.
You have to take it off. You can't wear it forever, no matter what you've gone through. And she said, Ruth, listen, we got to make a shift here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a word from God for all
yes.
of us,
yes.
wherever we are. Mm-hmm. We got to make a shift here. I want you to change clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes this clothing thing again.
Yeah, it's true.
I want you to change clothes. Mm-hmm. I want you to take a bath. I want you to get anointed. And then here comes the real test. Go down to the threshing floor where they're partying mm-hmm. and celebrating over the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And when Boaz goes to sleep, go lay down at his feet. Well, Ruth is a godly girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a good girl.
Yeah.
And she's going to go lay down at this man's feet. Total submission.
Yes.
Total submission.
Mm-hmm.
And
Naomi.
You know what it got? It got back Naomi's inheritance.
Yes.
And it got Ruth the inheritance of everything Boaz had, and her submission got all of our inheritance.
Wow. That's it.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
it was that wow. incredible.
Wow. It's pretty amazing. Read the book of Ruth again. Now I'll read it again. You're going to be blown away
by it. You have another question?
No, I had to get that in, honey. I have a lot I can get in, but you go.
the book has so much more.
It's so rich.
To talk about.
Yes. That everybody needs to get at least one copy. I urge you to get this because it'll really open your eyes. And for $25, that includes shipping and handling. So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588. Or better yet, get the three books for $55, bless somebody with it. I always say, you know, get something for your pastor, your Sunday school teacher, whoever.
Yeah.
And it'll help them. It'll help them to be able to even minister more.
Well, Lori, it's not my typical book. Some of my books are real prophetic. My wife said about the Future War series, she said, well, you know, I start reading them, but it seems to wrap around my head, so I can't ever get through it all. This book isn't like that. Mm-hmm. This book is easy make it through.
Yeah. It really is.
A lot of people can't get prophetic dynamics.
Yeah, true.
And they can't see that far into the future without getting fearful.
Right. Yeah.
This book helps you right where you are.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I don't usually promote my own stuff. This
I'm
book helps you where you are.
It really
because
does.
You are a signet that's forming right now,
yeah.
and you want to be the best ring that anybody can see.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah. That's so true.
If you read the book, you're going to understand the significance of the seals. And the tomb which Jesus was in, you mentioned that in this book, was sealed.
Yeah.
See,
there's so much prophetic significance in this. Jesus, they sealed the tomb.
Right.
He could not have come out of that tomb. Mm-mm. Only that seal could be melted.
Mm-hmm.
When they put him in that tomb, Satan thought he had sealed that thing, put the signet on it, and we were doomed. Listen, that seal broke, and he came out, and he's still seated at the right hand of the Father.
Amazing.
That is something, and I mean, that seal... They sealed his tomb.
They sealed him in.
They were
sealed him in.
There was a few unbelievers, I think, hanging around, and they wanted to make it sure that Jesus was going to get out of that tomb.
Listen, Jim, the government thinks they have sealed and made certain laws that we will be under the rest of our lives.
That ain't going to happen.
No. God can bless them.
That's right.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, that is so powerful.
Amen.
God.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if the angels, I know the angel caused an earthquake, so something supernatural had to take place to break that seal.
It did. Only God could unseal that.
That's right.
Only God could have melted that seal. Mm-hmm. And that's really the same thing you find with a signet. See, it seals.
Mm-hmm.
It says this is final.
Yeah.
And the only way it can be unsealed is something supernatural, or you go to war to unseal it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Esther went to war.
Yeah.
Ruth submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua, as long as Joshua sought the Lord, they always had victory.
Mm-hmm.
The issue with the promised land. God had promised Joshua that.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
The issue with covenant is it has a promise.
Mm-hmm.
In that promise, you have material blessing. In that promise, you have spiritual, incredible blessing. In that promise is already your enemies intact.
Mm-hmm.
And in that promise, there's already victory. And what you have to do is decode it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be, and see, look at it like this. Look at the signet ring like this. It's like a decoder ring. Remember those old decoder
yes,
rings?
Yes, I had them.
I mean, we all had one growing up. You'd get them in Ovaltine or you'd get them in something.
Yeah.
And you had to decode it. That's the same way your faith is operating.
Mm.
You're having to turn, and all of a sudden you hit a number in the safe, and it decodes.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, everything comes alive. And you hit this treasure box that you didn't even know was yours in the safe. And then out of that, you see other treasure box back there. But you're still going to have to get the next number to the next door to get those treasures.
Yeah.
We are on a treasure hunt right now.
Whoa.
I'm telling you.
We are.
How does the covenant of the king's signet ring differ from other covenants in the Bible?
Well, it's a political thing. See, covenant, God made covenant. He cut covenant with Abraham. That covenant was extended. Remember, Abraham had to lay Isaac on the altar.
Yeah.
I mean, now think about that. God produced a heifer for them to slice in half when they made covenant. But Abraham's faith test was to lay Isaac.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favorite verses. It says right there, so Abraham put the wood in order and prepared to worship.
Mm.
See, the real key to our victory is always our preparation for worship and getting our worship in order. And see, Abraham had learned, he'd come out of child sacrifice.
Yeah.
So he had learned how to worship a true God, a living God. And God wasn't leading him back to child sacrifice again.
Wow.
He had come out of that. So he trusted God and demonstrated his faith in God through his worship.
Mm.
He set the worship in order as God had taught him to worship. And then when he lays Isaac on that worship altar, all of a sudden God said, wait, this guy really is in covenant with me. And all of a sudden God said, I'm going to come down and meet with y'all, and I'm going to be Jehovah Jireh. You've never met me as Jehovah Jireh.
Mm.
I'm going to show you provision you didn't even know that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we say in this financial crisis ahead, we're going to see provision that's not even out there because we're in covenant.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Now, the difference between that and a signet ring is a king had a uniqueness about it. A unique authority with a unique signet. And that ring, everybody knew who that ring represented and the authority of that ring.
Absolutely.
The same thing applies to us. I think one of the things that's happened with presidents in nations, they've lost their signet authority.
Yeah.
They've lost their true identity. their true voice of who they are. Mm-hmm. And that's how I pray for authority. I pray for authority. Doesn't matter whether I voted for him or didn't vote for him, because God says pray for him.
Yes,
and
yes.
I pray that in their meetings, they have that true signet authority that they have. That's the danger with America right now. Mm-hmm. We've got to have a true signet authority that other nations can hear, just as if the king put that signet ring down and sent him a letter and said, we're going to do this. It produced a godly fear of authority. And we need to have the signet ring back in nations right now, with nations aligned with God.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
I want to ask you about, I'm going to run a piece of news and then I'm going to talk about it. Roll number 6372 in the news is from Fox News. And this is something that's been argued, but the Fox News at least came out with the fact that we are in a recession. Mm-hmm. And so what do we do next?
Here's the bottom line. The Biden economy is shrinking as the Fed unleashes rapid fire rate hikes to try and stave off the highest inflation we've seen in more than 40 years. Let's get right to it. Maria Bartiromo joins us now. Maria, good morning to you. Go ahead and give us the news, because they projected 0.5% on the positive side. The number was a negative 0.9. We missed it by a point and a half, right?
Yes, that's right. Good morning to you both. We are now in recession, and we can confirm that because it is two quarters straight of contraction. I see no evidence that inflation is peaking right now. We are at 40-year highs. However, we did see oil prices come off of the highs of the year in the month of July. So maybe in July we get a better, more manageable consumer price index than the current 9.1% that we have right now. There is reason to believe inflation comes down in July, but it can go right back up again. The bottom line here is the economy is troubled. Don't forget, 3 million fewer people are working today than before the pandemic. We are producing less oil than before the pandemic, and we are no longer in growth mode. We are in a shrinking mode. The economy got smaller, not just in the first quarter, but the second quarter as well. Two quarters of contraction is a recession. No matter how you feel about it, or no matter what you want to call it, people are feeling pressure. They're paying 35% more for a dozen eggs than they were last year. They're paying 18% more for meat and fish than they were last year. And so those costs are creating what we call demand destruction. Housing is probably going to be the area that you want to focus on most, because you had mortgage rates now at 5.5%, and that has put a sharp dent in what we were looking at to be a very strong housing market. Bottom line, this is what the Fed wants. That's why the Fed is slamming on the brakes on this economy with 75 basis point hikes two times in a row. We will likely see rates continue to go higher and an economy continuing to slow. And as you watch rates go higher, your borrowing costs go higher, and the rest of the world get impacted by that, there's now talk of government debt defaults across the world. Europe is probably going to go into recession sooner than the United States is, because Europe has a whole gas problem as well because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So once we see Europe go into a recession, that reverberates as well.
Sure.
Remember,
does.
This is not a decoupling. We are all in this situation together, and the global economy is under pressure. So I would expect things to worsen in the second half of the year.
Wow.
What do you feel about
recession,
depression?
Oh, I'm sort of like her. Whether you like it or not, we're in a recession.
Yeah.
Now, with that, when I wrote Passover Prophecies, when the thing started shifting was September 2019 at Rosh Hashanah. Back to your calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you understand timing the way God has written timing covenantally, you can follow what's happening in the world a lot better. Mm. And it really shifted in September 2019. Well, in Passover Prophecies, I've got a whole big section on economic. I love what Mark Bliss is saying. Mm-hmm. But with that section on the economy, China had to shift some way mm-hmm. with the plan to cause us to recede from our prosperity. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the way to look at it. We started receding from prosperity when we submitted to the plan that China instigated with COVID.
Exactly.
All right. Then we started receding from that. You can't look at it any other way. When we recede, when we back up, without a vision of people perish. That word means without prophetic revelation, you back up and eventually you are no more. Wow. We started backing up. Then comes the thing with Russia, which I'd been in Ukraine in 2008. They had a document there saying Russia will do this. I thought it would be within 12 years to 14 years, which it was. Russia would do this because Russia has to gain back what they've lost.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they were just going to start. I outlined the country, starting with Ukraine, what would happen. And from that now, with Russia, we've receded back again.
It's true.
We keep receding back with our voice, and we won't just be in recession. We will be under a different control by 2026. Now, I have been saying that since 1986. We keep receding backwards. You will be no more as you know it. God has an identity for this nation.
Yes.
And we, instead of receding, need to advance occasionally and say, this is what the Lord says. Just like, well, let's go back to Joseph. Pharaoh said, Joseph, get us out of this mess. That's really what he said. Joseph interpreted his dream. He set up 12 distinct regions. He gathered for 7 years, and then he doled out for 7 years. Mm. And they did not go under as a nation. Joseph saved Egypt, not to save Egypt, but to save God's covenant people.
Amen.
And we must make a shift now to save God's covenant plan for this nation.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Our time's gone for today.
Wow.
I want to thank you all for being with us.
Wow.
And don't forget to order the King's Signet Ring and for a gift of $25. It includes shipping and handling. Or you can get three of them for $55, and that includes shipping and handling also. And you can get a baker's dozen. That's 13 for you that aren't old enough to know what a baker's dozen is. That's 13 books for $200.
Yes,
so we'd like you to be a missionary and pass these out to your friends that need to know more about God in these last days.
Amen.
Nana, do we have the...
Yes, we have our
bottles
sage towel.
Today.
That's
they're
right.
in stock right now, so it's important that people order.
Yes, so that you're prepared. We have the sage towel 28-ounce extreme survival water bottles that are now available, one for a donation of $45 to the ministry. That does include shipping and handling as well. And better yet, we have the six of the extreme sage towel water bottles. That's for a donation of $185 to the ministry. That I do want to say, you know, these are the things we're watching right now. Now, the days that we warned about for decades, we warned to prepare. God set set this ministry for, to warn and to be a watchman on the wall. You know, I had a recent conversation with Carl Palmer, who is the owner of Seychelles. He lives in California, and he was communicating. He was saying right now what's happening in the water industry, they are shutting down hundreds of well systems in California, which is where he's based out of. And so there is such a critical need for clean drinking water. And his company, along with our ministry, we have the solutions that God has inspired. And so this is an item right here that I'm always reminded. You always said, this is what saves people's life. In these days, it's the practical things along with the spiritual items that God has given as a way and a provision for our ministry and for you as well. We do have our bottles back in stock. We're very excited about this. It's been a while since we've been able to offer them to you, but we have them available ready to ship. You can receive one for a donation of $45 to the ministry. That does include shipping and handling, or the six bottles for $185. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
Those are that's the epic. That is the greatest bottle I've ever seen.
Amazing technology.
Simple bottle, but it purifies, it takes out 99.99% of all the garbage.
Yes, harmful contaminants, and also radiation. It helps to filter radon 222, which is radiation, and we're watching that again in our news. Yeah. And the contaminants, we're watching also what happened with Flint, Michigan as well. And so there are some critical things that are taking place. They're literally warning us right now of what they could do from a cyber aspect with the water in America. Yeah. And so now is the time for us to be prepared, have eyes to see and ears to hear as we maneuver and we navigate these days ahead. But God has given us provision. That's what I love. He's given his people provision. Amen.
Now we're having a special online.
Yes, we are. We're having our warehouse extravaganza this month. For the month of August, we're having our summer warehouse extravaganza. We're providing items from our health and wellness, from our Seychelles products, as well as great teachings and ministry. And then a Christmas, any Christmas items, whether it be items for your children, nativity scenes, all of that is available and happening right now at jimbakershow.com. You can go there and do your shopping as well, but we have literally the offers are 50 to 70% off of the original offers that we provided through the ministry here.
So that's a big discount.
Yes, it is. Amen.
And if you're a Bible student, you're really going to have this calendar. Yes. This is the Jewish calendar, and it'll help you to understand what's coming next.
Amen.
And it's put together so you can really study the Bible. Well, we do have to go. I want to thank you all for being here.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
Chuck Pierce for coming all the way down.
Love you.
Remember that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today. Bye-bye.
We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.